For the last 32 years, the nation's most prominent think tank devoted to issues concerning black Americans has been headed by one man. Eddie Williams recently announced that he is stepping down at the end of the year as president of the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with him.
The Joint Center analyzes election data, public policy, and public opinion as it relates to blacks. The group was created to help bring the energy of the 60s civil rights movement into the voting booth. Since it began, the number of black elected officials in the U.S. has grown from 400 to about 10,000 today.
In the beginning, it was get us the vote. Even Dr. King talked about get us the vote and we will do things ourselves. Well, that was rather ambitious. We got the vote, but we also had to elect some people, both blacks and whites, who would be responsive to our interests. And blacks became more expert and influential at politicking at all levels, at voting, at running for office, and in winning, using their vote as a block. And we saw a lot of that during the 80s when there was a dramatic increase in the number of black elected officials.
Now, during this period, black mayors emerge in cities like New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. This must have seemed as if a dream was coming true.
Well, in many ways it was. It also was a realization of a number of political principles. If you're running in a jurisdiction that is not predominantly black, then you have got to take on bridging issues or issues that relate to the larger population. And in California, when Tom Bradley was running for mayor and blacks are only 10-15% of the population in Los Angeles, he really had to sell himself to the white population, to the majority, as well as blacks. It was assumed that he would get the black vote, but that wasn't enough to elect him.
Now, you've seen this black political power in the United States eclipsed because we don't have black mayors in the way that we did a generation ago. We still have a high number of blacks in the Congress of the United States. We have a record number, I suppose, of state legislatures. How do you interpret these events?
First of all, I would not say that the power has been eclipsed. What we do not have is high-profile, high-visible positions. They come and they go. Blacks will again hold some of these positions. We're seeing younger people getting involved in politics and challenging some of the older order, some of the established politicians. And we had spotted in the research we were doing some differences in the attitudes of some younger African Americans and their parents and grandparents.
With younger African Americans being more independent or even conservative than the older generation.
They were relatively more Republican. They were relatively more conservative. They were also more distant from the civil rights movement. And so they didn't use many of the same shibboleths and idioms and the language of the civil rights movement. They held many of the same goals, but they speak a different language. And we see that in the Congressional Black Caucus. We've seen it in elections in Newark and in many other places around the country. And we will see even more.
Given the diversity in terms of black political ideology, as you now have a substantial number of blacks living outside of the central city, moving into suburban areas, is it now more likely that you're going to have black voters splinter into various segments of the American electorate?
I think that is quite possible, and one could say that's good. That's what integration is all about. But there still are some core issues that are central to the black population. And it doesn't matter whether you live in the suburb or live in the central city or whether you're a big-time executive or just somebody who hovers around the water cooler, you're still black in America, and you still will at some point and in some way encounter racism. So that's one issue that will bring people together. It's all right to be in the suburbs. As a matter of fact, in some respects, blacks in the suburbs have been relatively more effective because they're generally more registered to vote and get out and vote. So I see that as a plus.
Eddie Williams, president of the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, thank you very much, and congratulations on stepping down.
Thank you.
Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.